Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Friday! Yay!
Oh, I have had the most interesting Friday already.
Really? Really?
Oh, man. I tell you. Okay, so Ginger knows some of this. As y'all heard last night, I lost connection, so I had to go and pick up a new modem from the people at Xfinity. And then they didn't have them out, so I had to wait for the person to deliver them to unpack them. And I was riding with my cousin, so we're driving back here at breakneck speed so she can drop me off so I can do the show. I get in here, and it didn't want to install. It's still saying it's not installed, but for some reason it's working because it apparently loves y'all. It don't love me because I don't know if it was just me.
It'd be like, no.
No. No, you're not going to start. It's all right.
I'm glad it's working partially at least. So
it seems to be a little faster. Maybe that's what it needed. Maybe I needed a new modem. I've had that modem forever, though. And,
maybe, because, girl, I've been telling you that something was going on, and I didn't think it was Block Talk.
I had the modem, and then I have an Apple router, because we had some Apple products here in the house. So I think the two of them just were not getting along, and then, you know, the internet updates and things happen. It's time to get updated.
Well, apparently.
We'll
apparently.
See.
I don't know.
I don't know, but it seems much faster. Oh, wow, that is a lot faster. I've had that. You know what? I've had that router for about 10 years. I mean, the modem for 10 years. For about 10 years.
Well, I wonder if that's what a lot of the issue was then. I mean, cause some days it was just like GLaDOS was pumping you so hard.
Yeah, she likes me.
Oh. She's a little freak, ain't she?
She is a little freak, GLaDOS, because you're a freaky little robot.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is.
So in case y'all didn't know, we're stalling because we have nothing open. Ginger, I was telling Ginger we're probably going to ditch the news, but...
Well, I have something open if I can get this thing to fit the screen properly. If y'all are looking on your screen right now, there we go. That's what I
got a commercial. I got a commercial, so, yeah.
All right, well, let me show you what I am looking at, I guess, then.
Oh, God. Don't do that. Don't put that on the screen like that. Oh.
Sexy, isn't it?
Oh, God. Hands above breath.
Called a wiki pad.
We talked about this before, but I know they just put them out, huh?
Yeah. They said, so what if the Wii were, like, just a tablet controller? And then they say, meet the 7-inch wiki pad.
Ooh,
yeah, baby.
7-inch. Girl wants.
That's the right amount. Just enough. Goldilocks link. Anyways, the Wii U made a splash with personal tablet controllers, sandwiching a 6.2-inch touchscreen in between a regular analog stick buttons and, analog stick and buttons. The Wii U's gamepad is like a Nintendo DS's lower touchscreen for a home console, and even lets you play games right on its screen. Which it then streams to the console. Imagine a Wii U gamepad that has a self-contained console and a used an iPad-style capacitive touchscreen. Wow, that's a word I haven't seen. Instead of a Nintendo DS-style resistive one. All right, yeah, so that's what you get in the 7-inch Wiki Pad. It's got a couple of hardware differences. What are we looking at? The tablet part is detachable. You can unlatch it from the surrounding game controller part.
Say it's
a 7-inch Android tablet.
Ooh, say it slow, girl. Say it slow.
NVIDIA Tegra 3 processor.
Ow.
16 gigabytes of flash memory. It runs Android software, of course.
Yes, yes.
It's so sexy. looks like it does come with some games. Sega Sonic the Hedgehog titles, the score 80 games. They say on the plus side, many of the top-tier mobile publisher GameLoft titles support game controllers, which is unsurprising since they tend to be knockoffs of popular console games like Halo and Modern Warfare. The WikiPad is PlayStation certified, which means it can run PlayStation mobile games, plus a handful of old PS titles. It's sexy. It's sexy. They're asking, is it worth getting? Well, the WikiPad's going to be available from leading retailers starting spring 2013 at a price, not very bad price, $249.
Well, it's comparable to, iPad. So
I don't know about having the controllers at the top. I don't know. I'm sitting here trying to imagine it in my hand.
To imagine it in your hand?
A little bit wider here. Well, in my hands, in my grip, I'm used to the controllers being at the bottom.
Well, they're not actually at the bottom for us. They're on the side, which feels... I don't know how this feels.
Yeah, I meant, at the side bottom, not the side top. I'm not used to the side top. But that could be kind of interesting, I guess.
It might be.
I don't know. I like that it detaches and it becomes just a tablet if you want it to be, or it's the game. But at the same time, somebody's going to lose. Somebody's going to lose that 7-inch screen.
Yeah, they're going to get stolen. They're going to look down and be like, okay, what the hell is my screen?
What good is it going to be with only one part and not the other?
Well, it works. Well, it'll work as a tablet. So if you get the screen part, I'm guessing you're okay. If you lose the game part, you might have a problem.
Yeah, that would kind of suck. Just a little bit.
All right. Yes,
Let me software capture. Am I showing the registry? Yes, I am. All right. Okay.
All right. You people that love you some SimCity, listen up. If you haven't gotten into the beta yet, here is your very, very last chance. I'm tweeting this out, so by the time I say that, you will hear it. Make sure you check our Twitter, our Facebook, all those good places if you're watching a rerun of us or listening to a rerun. SimCity, of course, is just over the horizon, and in order to give you fans and more before the launch in March, Maxis is announcing that it'll be holding a second closed beta. The SimCity closed beta will be running from 1400 Greenwich Mean Time on February the 16th to 1400 Greenwich Mean Time on February 17th, and will feature an enhanced version of the one-hour slice of gameplay that has delighted so many of us in January. Not really. Some of you have been bitching back and forth. If you've not already signed up, the link is in our Twitter. It is simcity.com/beta. You can help to contribute to the launch of SimCity. Again, sign-ups for this the second round of beta closes on February the 11th, so your time is limited. Get yourself over there and sign up to whet your appetite even more. If you're watching, Maxis today unveiled a new trailer that's showing off the limited edition exclusive content, which can be found by watching us. Or you can visit their YouTube channel if you really want to. SimCity has been rated PEGI 7. Of course, to stay up to date, you can visit SimCity.com often, like I do many times during the day, because I am obsessive stalker gamer chick like that. You can pre-order also there. Enjoy. I enjoyed playing. I know a lot of you were griping. I really, really enjoyed playing the beta.
Yeah, I'm not really a SimCity type of person, but that was kind of cool looking.
It's very cool. I told you this, though, where first, of course, when you sign in, those of you who managed to get yourselves into the beta, please keep in mind that it is defaulted to have your graphics turned way down, just in case you don't have a super highfalutin game PC. But this is what I saw, what you're seeing on the screen now, when I turned my graphics all the way up. I could see all the city lights, and I zoomed in, and I could see the kids. I thought it was so cute. I guess they were sisters. They were little girls skipping down the street holding hands, going to the bus.
Oh, that's cute.
And I thought it was adorable, and I said, oh, God, okay, they've got me again. they got me again. I'm going to play this one. I'll be playing
that's
it for hours.
Adorable.
The only thing, and of course, a lot of people were like, well, I can't determine how good the game is. Well, that's not why you're in there. We keep having to stress this over and over and over, and probably this will become a mainstay in our new show coming, Tech Bitch, about how to beta test. You're not in there just to play. I mean, of course, if you're in there, you can enjoy yourself a bit, but know that you won't see, you're not looking at a fully finished game. You're just not, and you need to recognize that when you get in. You're there to test it. You're supposed to try to break it, is what you do. Find a way to break it and then tell them how you did it. so that somebody else doesn't come along.
I broke your game. Nah, nah,
sure.
Nah, nah.
When it's supposed to happen, you don't want it to happen when you've paid your $60-$70 for your limited edition. Because
this is true. This is very true. Yeah.
You're pissed. You waste your money. You wasted your money. That's not when it's supposed to go down. Anyway, is it your turn?
It is. It is my turn. It is my turn. All right, and I got to get this. Why are you not fitting to screen? There we go.
Oh, apparently they liked our fall, and Jay liked our broadcasting from In Fallen Earth. We might do some more from In Game if I can get these girls to do it. That was kind of a spur.
I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that. I'd do that again.
We have to do. Maybe we'll do APB next time if we can get Snow to go in.
Yes.
And of course, when Blaster is back, his vacation,
he's
going to
be killing anything right then. So.
Well, no, she likes MMOs. Blaster would be the one we'd have a problem with. We'd probably have to do, we'd owe him a Borderlands or something like that. You know, that's the only way he'll do it.
Hello, Xbox Betty. Not sure who you are, but that's awesome. Welcome to our show.
Xbox Betty is awesome. She's been following the main account for the longest.
Well, I'm so glad she's joined us over Twitch now. So, hey, that's cool.
Fantastic.
Okay, so APB, as you see, this is what I've got up on my screen. APB is getting ready for Valentine.
Oh,
boy. Yes. APB Reloaded ushers in Lover's Holiday with Valentine's Week Massacre event, competitions, and Angel Wings. Yes, I will be broadcasting from there in just a little bit. That's right, friends. APB Reloaded is hosting multiple Valentine's Week Massacre events. And I don't mean some lame Discovery Channel rerun about Prohibition mobsters that are long dead. Oh, I love that. That's awesome. Starting now, APB Reloaded has several holiday-themed events, contests, and a new customizable item. Sure, to pierce the heart of even the most hardened skeptic, Teflon-coated bullets will do that. That's hot! For more hands-on players, APB is bringing back Valentine's Week Massacre Roll and Rewards. Those with a keen eye and deadly accuracy can earn the following levels and rewards during the holiday. We got ranks 1, 2, 3, and 4. We've got, for rank 1, Death Theme 1. Rank 2 is Love Heart Glasses. Rank 3 is Death Theme 2. And rank 4 is Elise M1922 Tommy Gun Pink Preset Police Hat. Elise one, though, that means it only lasts for so long. I don't like that. Level 5, new requirements. 750 kills reward Casanova title, plus a Valentine's weapon skin. Gamers looking for a harder passion-filled challenge. Well, we're bringing back the Snubby Love role and rewards. Players that use the Colby SNR 850 Cherub secondary weapon gift it to all players who log in for the week and earn the following ranks and rewards. 1 through 4 again, we've got Rank 1, Ophelia Blonde Decal Unlock. Rank 2 is Prentice Enforcers, Blood Roses, Criminals Symbol. Rank 3, we've got from Ophelia, the Redhead Decal Unlock. Rank 4, we've got Colby SNR 850 Cherub Unlock, so it can be purchased from contacts at any time, including outside the event. See, now that's hot, because leases, I don't like leases because my leases run out. And level 5, oh, there's a new level 5, look at that. Requirements 375 kills, rewards Cherub Chaser title. Well, Cherub Chaser. anyway,
oh, that's bad.
Yeah, for the more creative of our players, APB Reloaded will be hosting two creative contests. Rev My Engine challenges players to trick out their ride with 14 winners to be selected. Winners will receive a vehicle selector. They get their choice of one account, lifetime vehicle. Oh, I want this. For budding fashion designers, Be My Valentine is more up their alley. Players need to design two matching or complementing outfits, one outfit per person for one and one only of the following categories: most fugly, most sexy, celebrity lookalikes, fictional icons, and star-crossed lovers. 10 players will be selected to win 300 GIC and a Valentine weapon selector for 90 days. Both contests end on February 14th, so you better get cracking, folks. That leaves you, what, 6 days? 6 days, yes, I'm logging in because I want some of this. Oh, my God.
Okay.
One of the stars, hot. Man.
I got a bit of an alert. Circle the wagons.
What?
Circled the Ethernet cables.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Adobe has issued an emergency fix to its Flash software, yet another incident where Flash shows vulnerabilities to hacks and exploits. According to VentureBeat, Flash is just one of the, well, not just one, is one of the most notorious pieces of software for exploits, along with Java. Steve Jobs famously blasted Flash, of course, and he blocked it from working on the iPhone and iPad over several issues, including security concerns. The latest Flash exploit targets people who use Flash in the Safari browser on Mac. And
everybody's like, yep. No, my Mac can't be hacked. No, none of these bad things can happen to my Mac.
Yes, your Mac can be hacked. There was a big virus loose on the App Store just last year. I keep having to tell people that. Also, it is going after Firefox on Macs and PCs. Adobe warns that these are attacks happening in emails as well. Users are tricked into opening a Microsoft Word document attached to an email, but it actually hacks the computer using malicious Flash content. Okay, if you have been on the internet for years, you know better than to open Word documents that you know were not sent to you. Okay, you know the person do it. Adobe recommends that all users of Flash immediately update to the latest version of the software to protect from these latest exploits. The latest fixes are designed to block the exploits are specifically for Windows and the Mac operating system 10. That said, Adobe has also issued new versions of Flash for Linux and your Droid as well. Good job. I'm headed over to get mine. I don't know about you all.
I will be doing it after the show because for some reason, because I've noticed recently, every time anything of my Adobe's try to update, it like crashes my computer.
Mine is already updated. Look at, check out the...
That's hot.
Check out the spank myself. That was hot.
Very nice. Very nice. Very nice indeed.
Very nice.
All right. So, Dead Island Riptide.
Oh, hot.
Again, more stuff. You know what? I'm going to skip this ad. There we go. Apocalypse with a Dead Island pickup truck. Deep Silver today announces its collaboration with custom vehicle fabricators Exquisite to create the ultimate zombie-killing machine. That's kind of sexy sounding. To help promote the next chapter in the successful Dead Island series, Deep Silver has teamed up with London-based custom vehicle fabricators Exquisite. The team has taken a completely standard Ford Ranger pickup truck and transformed it into a fully fortified zombie-killing machine featuring fully armored windows, rear-mounted minigun. Is this the right trailer? What am I looking at here?
I don't know what you're looking at, but I'm listening to you.
Yeah, it is. All right.
Sexy.
So, what do we got? Fully armored windows, rear-mounted minigun, lethal-spiked wheels, and front-end barricade. The truck is the perfect tool to help us push the Dead Island Riptide brand.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I'm sorry. I love it.
Yeah, pickup trucks play a large role within the Dead Island series, and we've brought this to life by building our own fortified truck.
Oh, look, they added weather. They added weather.
So they are making a real truck to look like a Dead Island truck. That's awesome.
Oh, very.
This truck's going to appear at various events and promotions, with Deep Silver giving away exclusive Dead Island Riptide prizes to fans that spot the truck and upload hashtag Riptide Tour. It'll also be featured in the Fast Car Fast Car Magazine issue 330, which will hit shelves on April 30th. They're also launching a promotion for retailers who put on a Dead Island Riptide window display. The best-dressed window displays will have a chance of the Dead Island Riptide pickup truck appearing outside their store.
Oh, nice.
Yes. All right. So if you're interested, people, riptide@deepsilver.com is who you need to email. He is kind of cute. How you doing?
How you doing there?
How you doing?
Okay, anyway, we need to move along. Okay, did you throw my trailer up? He's very cute.
All right, let me find your trailer.
Love me a hot geeky boy, I'm telling you.
All right.
And he's got pipes. Rawr.
Yeah, I got on the discussion with WoW earlier that the hottest geeky boy to go after would be like a mad scientist or something. You know, he's bad, he's hot, and he's smart.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. I had Robert Downey Jr. in my head for a minute. Okay, so anyway. those of you who like Grid 2, You're in for a treat. Yay! Codemasters released a new Grid 2 gameplay teaser, which we're showing you right now, giving you a snapshot of the relentless high-impact and aggressive thrills that lie at the core of the game's cinematic racing experience. You're invited to subscribe to the channel to be the first, or the second, since you're watching it here already. You can see the full-length video, which we don't have yet. They just sent us this one. It's going to be released February 14th on Valentine's Day, as if you have nothing better to do. Well, I don't, but probably you do. Grid 2, the long-awaited sequel to the BAFTA award-winning, critically acclaimed race driver Grid, will race into the retail on the 31st of May for us Xbox people, also for PlayStation, and also for Windows PC. Grid 2 will challenge players to be fast, furious, and famous. I added that in there myself. Going behind the wheel of a hand-picked selection of automotive icons spanning four decades, gamers will race their way to the top of new evolving world of motorsport, from Paris to Abu Dhabi, Chicago to the sun-kissed California coast and beyond. Beautifully created city streets, licensed circuits, and edge-of-control mountain roads will become home to the most visceral and exhilarating racing yet. Grid 2 will also set new standards for racing multiplayer experience, with an entirely distinct and extensive gameplay component and unique progression system, deep customization options, and integration with RaceNet, which is the online community portal for Codemasters racing games, which tracks players' races, rewards, and rivals, will offer further immersion and connectivity in Grid 2's new world of motorsport. You can keep up with the updates straight from the studio by heading over to gridgame.com or on their Facebook /gridgame, or you can follow them, stalk them, on Twitter at /gridgame. They like to be stalked. The game is beautiful, Grid people over at Grid 2. Codemasters, y'all also do good work, kind of just a little notch below Paradox in this form of humor. But I need some explosions.
I need
to be able to blow people up, just run into them and send their car flying. I need burnout is what I need. I miss burnout.
Me too.
I had a pang there in my heart for a moment. I saw the slow mo, the knocks as I was burning out.
Was it sexy? Yeah.
Yes, yeah, so I hit Jay and bumped him off the track.
You know, that's always fun. That's always fun. All right, so okay, here we go. Siri-like voice controls coming to. Are you ready for it? Your next-gen Xbox.
Oh, hell no.
Apparently, the upcoming Xbox is going to have Wake on Voice, natural language controls, and speech-to-text. This is coming from claims from multiple unnamed sources when reporting details about it. The enhanced voice support will supposedly allow users to speak commands naturally, as they do with Siri on Apple. Wow. All right, so that's not cool. I don't like that. I don't want to talk to my console. When I'm talking to my console, I'm talking crap to my console because, you know, whatever's going on. But that's not what I want to have happen. No. All right, so since that one was short, I'm going to do another one. Warren Spector speaks out on Lollipop Chainsaw.
Betty was just talking about Lollipop Chainsaw in the chat room. Okay.
Yeah, well, apparently not the only one. Warren Spector says Lollipop Chainsaw never should have been made.
I concur.
I wasn't impressed with it. Speaking at the DICE Summit today with a small gathering of game designers, executives, and reporters, former Junction Point founder Warren Spector said that he had no desire to retire and that games like Warner Brothers and Grasshopper Manufacturers' Lollipop Chainsaw should not be made. During his presentation on how his taste as a gamer and a game designer has changed over the years, he showed a slide of Lollipop Chainsaw and said, "There's some games that should just not be made." He says, "I'll try not to be too obnoxious. When I was younger, that's all I needed. All I needed was to differentiate myself from good God, Friday, I can't talk. To differentiate myself from other people. If it is going to convince my mother that I was a juvenile delinquent, I was there. I needed to be transgressive. Adrenaline rush and spectacle were all I needed. I don't think I was alone in that. Maybe I'm just shallow. When you're this age, spectacle is plenty, and blood sprays and all that stuff is really kind of what you're looking for, because you really want to alienate people in a strange sort of way. You want to shock people. You want to be different. He went on to say that he no longer wanted to make the games that he used to make. He wanted to focus on experiences that are relevant to my life and that is relevant to me, that is set in the real world. If we're going to reach a broader audience, we have to stop thinking about the audience strictly in terms of teenage boys or even teenage girls. We need to think about things that are relevant to normal humans and not just the geeks we used to be. Amen on that. You know, I don't really have hate for Lollipop Chainsaw. I mean, all right, it's a little cheerleader running around with her boyfriend's head on her belt and a chainsaw killing zombies.
It's unremarkable is what it is.
It was a game. It took up an afternoon of gameplay. It was overpriced, but I mean, it was a game. It wasn't bad. It wasn't good. It was just meh. So I would say it didn't need to be made. It just...
He says, I know why he says that, because it made no sense. Ginger, see if you can pull up this image. I got to give Nintendo some kudos this morning. This is going to be a short one, so I'm probably going to do two. This is a very, very short one. Let me know when you got that going. Actually, let me watch when you got that going, if you can get to that image. Can you get to that image?
I am trying to get to that image right now. There you go. Is that what we're looking at?
Betty says she would have played Lollipop Chainsaw, but when she looked at the case, she changed her mind. All right. Okay, yeah, you can see that image. That's from our friends at Eurogamer. Nintendo, you get some kudos this morning from us. They have blocked friend requests for gamers age 12 and under. I love it. They've limited the ability for younger Wii U gamers to send friend requests through the Miiverse. This rule affects users age 12 and under and was quietly announced in a recent update to their social network. Nintendo explained it had reached the decision in a bid to protect younger users. And they said the statement that they put out says, for the protection of our younger users, direct friend requests are not possible in Miiverse for users age 12 and under. This is in also in their section of their code of conduct. Miiverse Code of Conduct, they said at the same time, younger users can make friends on the Wii U outside the Miiverse by entering each other's network IDs in the friends list on the home menu. It means that users under 13 can still befriend others, although not exchange messages with them through Miiverse. This is, we encourage younger users to make friends on Wii U only if they are friends in real life, such as friends from the same neighborhood or school.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, do not attempt to exchange your Nintendo network ID with other users on Miiverse. Other changes also have included a 5-minute post limit on Miiverse communities. You'll still be able to comment on existing posts and stricter notification controls. You will now only be notified if the original poster responds to your comment rather than any user. That's pretty much all they said. I'm not exactly mad about any of these changes. I think good job, good deal. It protects our little people, since some of you can't be bothered to protect your kids on the Xbox and the Wii's and
true
stuff.
Story. They're not daycare.
This is exactly right. All right. I got another one.
You got another one? All right. What you got?
Sony PlayStation. Now we know why they're pushing this PS3 out so, so soon. They got in their results from a few quarters ago. Slump 86% from quarter three of last year. Ouch. The quarter ended, of course, December 31st last year. Sony's games division posted revenues of 268.5 billion yen. That's 2.86 billion for us, I believe. Or it might be 1.82 billion. Anyway, this is down 15% from year on year. The year before, they did 316.1 billion yen, or 18%. Or on a constant currency basis. Basically, these results are driven by declining returns right across Sony's hardware and software lineup. Sales of the PlayStation 2 and PlayStation 3 are figured into that as well. Sony started to combine its console and portable sales last year, and it still didn't help. They were still down year on year. The company's full... I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh at you, Sony. We told you guys.
Sony had a bad, bad year last year, man.
Y'all better come out swinging.
Anything that could happen did happen.
Yeah. Now,
the only thing that didn't happen was that the building didn't burn down.
Oh, please don't say that. We don't want that to happen. The company's full-year forecast, of course, remains unchanged from November through the 16 million unit sales it expects. It is still 2 million fewer than the previous fiscal year. The PSP and the castanet carrying of PlayStation Vita did fare slightly better, with unit sales up from 2.4 million to 2.7. However, any apparent improvement is mitigated by the fact that the PlayStation Vita was only available in Japan for 2 weeks in the third fiscal quarter. You guys got to get your stuff out there, people.
I know, you think, I mean, you think, Sony, that's like, man, you know, come on, man.
Of course, they didn't do well with the games. They said, of course, some new games would be welcome. Software sales were down on both console and portable hardware. Package game sales on the PlayStation 2 and PlayStation 3 fell from 68.7 million units to 61.7 million units year to year, while PlayStation Portable and PlayStation Vita fell from 11.4 million to 8.9 million. Ginger is eating M&M's and not sharing. Do y'all hear that? The company made a net loss.
Wait, y'all can hear me crunching? You shouldn't have been able to hear me crunching. I muted my mic.
You don't want to know how I heard you crunching.
Tori has a secret camera in my room.
No. The company made a loss of 10.8 billion yen. Oh, good God. Okay, anyway, they're hosting an event in New York on the 20th.
PS4.
Yeah, this is going to, of course, yeah, that's where we're expected to reveal the new PlayStation console. I hope that this helps you all. I think you're a little early, and I think it has to do with the fact that you panicked. Yes, you had a bad year last year, but I hope that this console is in order, because if it's not, you're just going to make matters worse. One of the chief executives of Masaru Kato is—he's really not talking. He's being very closed-lipped. Any questions about the new platforms? He's not talking about. He keeps telling investors everything's fine.
not so fine.
Oh gosh, you know they did have some games that we were actually interested in playing. What was that, Wizard or whatever the hell that was? We were talking about Sorcery. That was what it was.
Yeah, I was like, what was it?
Yeah, not Wizard, but Sorcery. I was so looking forward to playing Sorcery, and it just came and went. I mean, no fanfare, no nothing.
Yeah, and that's been an issue for a lot of companies this year, is that their advertising has been so
sucky,
horribly bad.
It's been, I mean, we will,
it's
you know,
bar.
We often pull back the curtain here. We tell y'all kind of how some things work, but we have had people, this is what's been happening this past year. This is how I know it's weird. We'll ask people months before, you know, can we get, you know, we'd like to take a look at your game. We'd like a copy to review. And they almost always wait till 2 weeks after the game is launched, after they see it's doing horrible, to send us the copy. We don't want it then.
Who was it? Oh, crap. What was the game last year? Oh, God.
It was
an MMO.
It was an exercise one, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, there was that one, too. But there was an MMO, and now I can't even think of it. It was going to get head-to-head with WoW. This is going to be the WoW killer. And we're like, can we get an account? Can we get in? Can we get an account? Mm-hmm. And then, like, a week after it released, they're like, well, you know, now we don't want to give it to you because you're contacting us after. No, we've been contacting you for months. Oh, God, who was that? I don't even remember now.
I don't remember who it is either, because they apparently did not do well. You did not kill WoW.
No, they didn't. No, they didn't.
You can't just take on WoW head-to-head like that. Even I know that.
It had the whole steampunk feel to it. It was... God, what was it?
I don't know which game you're talking about. There was a lot of them last year that did that kind of after the fact. Either they either didn't want to after the fact, or they came to us after the fact.
No, and now they've gone free to play because their subscriber base has just plummeted.
Yeah, you have to give people your stuff, and you can't just. I think I know who you were talking about, because they were making a big stink about the fact that they were doing paid reviews over at the other websites.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and it didn't work out well for them. You can't be paying. That's probably why they didn't want to give it to us. You know, we have big mouths. If your game sucks, we're going to tell everybody.
So their game wasn't bad. It just.
It must have been.
Wow, all over again. It was just different skin.
It must have been bad because, you know, we don't see them anymore. They are gone.
All right, so Congressional Gun Violence Prevention Task Force calls for more research on violent video games. Yesterday, Congressman Mike Thompson of California, Democrat, released a comprehensive plan that reduces gun violence and respects the Second Amendment rights of law-abiding Americans, which details the recommendations of the Congressional Gun Violence Prevention Task Force. While there are plenty of recommendations on guns and curbing gun violence, mental health issues, and school safety, there is a portion of the report dedicated to violent media. The report attempts to offer solutions for our culture's glorification of violence and calls for providing parents with more information. Address our culture's glorification of violence seen and heard through our movie screens, television shows, music, and video games. Congress should fund scientific research on the relationship between popular culture and gun violence while ensuring the parents have access to the information they need to make informed decisions about what their families watch, listen to, and play. Hey, dorks, things that I can't call you during the day. This research has already been done repeatedly. There is no link.
No correlation.
None at all, period. This is so ridiculous. While the task force admits that the current research does not support a link between violent media and violent behavior, it advocates for further scientific research anyway. In other words, we want to pay somebody to make a link because, you know, nobody else, none of these other people out there have found a link because there's not a link, but we're going to pay somebody to find a link, to make a link that's not actually there. Many Americans are concerned that television programs, movies, and video games and other forms of media are starting to desensitize young Americans to violence, specifically gun violence, at a very early age. Hey, I got a really, really bright, genius idea. If you think this, don't let your kids watch it. How hard is it to turn off
the TV? Oh, hell, Ditches in the high
register. Cancel your internet. Cancel your TV subscription. Take away their cell phones. How hard is it to monitor, to parent your kids?
Oh, my God. Oh, oof.
Yeah. All right, so like you see, the link that I have up, which you can see, is DECA.com. Head over there, sign their petition, submit your zip code, you can read the letter,
fill in
the form to the right, and then click the send this message button, and your letter will be emailed to President Obama and your representatives and Congress listed. Do it.
Ginger?
Yes?
Are you going to be all right?
I'm going to right after I have an aneurysm from people being stupid. But seriously, that's exactly what they're doing. They're going to pay somebody to make a link, even though there isn't one.
You know, but see, it's not going to go down like that, not with us. That happens when you were in 1950. We are all too connected from this generation. So I am not all that worried.
Yeah.
Not too worried. Can you put up my link, ma'am?
There you go. It's up.
Horace says, does he know that there's a there's violence in comic books as well? They are effing idiots. There's also violence in the Bible. And I'm telling you, if they start doing this, I'm going to start carrying around Bibles and going, this must be banned. It is the root of all evil.
I know. That was like a stupid library banning video games because they're violent. Have you read nine-tenths of your books?
Your nine-tenths of your books, the Bible, comic books. Hell, if you read a cold ease box right, it's violent.
It looks like somebody trying to ban comic books back in the day, too.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I propose that we ban all cold ease. It is violent towards the germs in my body. They're merely doing their job. Yes, they're making
people
me sick.
People are violent.
And killing me. Look, and killing me, but they don't deserve to die. I'm banning cold
ease. Some of us had parents that taught us right from wrong, that made us understand that hurting other humans is wrong, that made us understand that hurting animals is wrong.
Yes.
But yet so many of you are like, oh, little Tommy, look at him. He just totally pulled the ears off that bunny. Oh, it's so cute. No. Mm-mm. No, it's not. Oh, my little Jimmy, he likes to burn himself, but he'll grow out of that phase. No.
I'll tell you what, little Jimmy couldn't live in my house when I was little and burning himself because he would grow out of that with a belt attached to his backside or a switch.
Yes.
You all in the South know
yes.
what I'm talking about. I don't care if you don't like the kids. I notice I said spank. I didn't say beat the hell out of till they can't move. There's a difference. All right. Did you ever play the game American McGee's Grimm? Did you ever play that?
I did not.
I heard that game was awesome, and I never got to play it, so I'm very excited when I saw this pop up in my little mailbox. Or as Shannon, who sent it over, calls it, this media alert thingy is what you call it. Oh, they're hilarious.
Media
alert thingy. That's what it says.
That's
Spicy Horse Games, makers of Alice, The Madness Returns, Big Head Bash, and Akinyero Demon Hunters, announced that American McGee's Grimm is now available at Spicy World, and that's spicyworld.spicyhorse.com. If you want to make your way over there. Yeah, Ginger has the page up, so if you're not sure if you're in the right place, that's what it looks like. Remember, their websites are a little different than how we set ours up, but at least everything's organized. In American McGee's Grimm, you take control of a dwarf named Grimm on a mission to turn the sweet fairy tales of today into the far darker tales they were originally. Our little Snow Whites and, yeah, those were not how, yeah. Anyway, Grimm spreads darkness wherever he goes using sophisticated moves like the bus stop. While the denizens of each fairy tale try to keep things as sickly saccharine as possible. Originally, this was released for the Portal GameTap. Anybody remember GameTap? Before there was an Origin, a Steam, and all these people, there was GameTap. American McGee's Grimm features the unique dark fairy tale aesthetic, American and Spicy Horse, who are both known for a slyly subversive take on this particularly classic fairy tale, or fairy tales, inverting the family-friendly stories known and loved to their far darker original incarnations. They have all 23 episodes there, as you see on the screen, available for purchase and play on your PC. Now, why are we telling you this? Because you can't get any better than this. You pay $1.30 per episode. $1.30, or you can just buy all 23 for $20. $8 will get you a couple of volumes as well. You can't beat that. You don't even have to leave your house. All you got to do is click. Are you showing them the picture?
That's so cool. Yeah.
Now, if you buy them in volumes, I think you save quite a bit of money. Even more than you would if you got the 20 for all of them. I think you save a little bit more money. You could, because you know, yeah. No, you don't. I'm crazy. I'm doing some backwards math today. Ignore me. But yeah, if you don't have a lot of money to spend today, you might have gotten paid. You paid your bills. You probably have $1.30. You're only going to buy coffee with it. Pick you up a one of these, and you can pick any of them. The one that's looking interesting to me, of course, is Cinderella because she looks all psychotic. And who's the girl without the hands? I'm curious. I'm curious as to what's going to happen. I love fairy tales now. Yeah, so you got all your volumes. I'm guessing you can pick and choose which ones you want, and there's no base game. It's not like with Steam. You have to have the base game. Steam, I'm mad at you about that still. I haven't even tried my Sims, but if I find out I can't play it, heads are going to roll.
Heads are going to roll. Speaking of rolling heads, there are some irritated people right about now. Dead Space 3 microtransactions thwarted by exploit.
Yeah,
Dead Space 3 is one of the first AAA console titles to introduce microtransactions, but there's a video over at GameFront that shows how some users have found an exploit that allows them to get what EA is selling for free. The exploit in question involves an item spawning glitch. The goal of the in-game transactions is to make it easier for players to get the resources they need to create important consumables like ammunition and medical packs. Wow. All right, so while EA has no official comment on the exploit, it is likely that it will be addressed with a title update soon. And by soon, they probably mean in about, 30 minutes. So, people, don't be exploiting, because you know they're going to ban you if they find out. They can find a way to prove you actually did this. Oh, you were in so much trouble.
So do they know who did it?
No. But you know they're going to find a way. They're going to look to see who started getting... I mean, because, we had that same thing happen in Dark Age of Camelot, and they were able to go back through, like, transaction logs and see who was getting what through a certain amount of time. And if this was unusual transaction period for you, they banned you. So I don't doubt that they're going to do it otherwise, too. All right, and something I have to share that I just read on Facebook... this is for our nerdy girls out there. Nerd girl problem number 279. Everyone thinks you're weird for having an in-depth zombie survival plan.
What's wrong with that?
nothing at all. But people don't get it. Wow. Yeah. All right. So I'm sorry. I thought that was hilarious. I just had to share that. All right.
Well.
Well.
I was going to show this Kickstarter from Death Inc., but I don't think I am now. I'm not happy about that.
No. Is it another refrigerator magnet game?
No, it's just they're being kind of, yeah. All right, let me talk about Gabe Newell. Gabe, you're starting to get on my nerves.
Gabe, is he just now starting to get on your nerves?
He's been getting on my nerves, but he's really getting on my nerves, as in I wish he would shut up. He's getting on my nerves. Let me give this link to Ginger, because I was debating reading it. I was like, I don't want to really give him any press, but I must, because he needs to be quiet after this whole debacle yesterday. People's accounts were getting, you know, had a security hole in Steam. I noticed you didn't mention that. You didn't even want to address it.
There was a security hole in Steam.
Yeah, I'm going to keep harping on that. I'm upset. Okay, so...
You listening to this blaster?
He's going to defend it whenever he comes back from his vacay. You know he is. Of course, Gabe Newell, even though he's getting on my nerves, apparently somebody likes him because he's scheduled to be inducted into the Academy.
Hey, look at an advertisement.
Yeah, he's scheduled to be inducted into the Academy of Interactive Arts and Sciences Hall of Fame Thursday night, but proceeded... with that honor, but that honor was preceded with another co-founder was delivering a morning keynote at the DICE Summit going on in Las Vegas, and he began by talking about two things. First, the PC ecosystem and how it will expand into the living room, and secondly, there will be a sea change in the way people think about video games. He, of course, started his long-standing criticism that nobody wants a PC in the living room, blah, blah, blah. And he noted that the PC has spawned a wealth of industry-shaping innovations in the last decade with free-to-play online gaming.
Nobody wants a PC in the living room?
Well, he's going against it. What I'm saying is I wish he would shut up. Why don't you just make the damn stuff that you're supposed to be making? I don't want to hear about how much you don't like so-and-so and what you think is going to happen. I don't care about your predictions. I want to see what you're going to do. And you making predictions, especially if they don't come true, only makes it look like this guy's always ranting and he's always saying this and that's going to happen and it doesn't happen. Of course, when he started in 1996, he started Valve in 1996, and yes, it's that old. He said the company had to figure out where to extend the power they had. In Half-Life, they determined that putting a decal on the walls anywhere the player shot was worth the time and effort needed to incorporate this feature. In the sequel, they decided that having non-player characters look directly at the player with realistic eye movement added enough to make it worthwhile. Blah, 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 blah. Gabe, shut up and make the Steam box. Stop talking.
Just do what you're good at and shut up.
I'm serious. Every day, this is becoming an everyday thing. Yesterday, he was talking about he wants to end the dictatorship that's going on at Steam. And then a couple of days ago, he was saying Apple is threatening the Steam box when he was saying that they were, you know, good buddies before. And then he says PC and TV gaming are the same. Shut up. Shut up. Stop talking.
And maybe you would still be good friends if you wouldn't run your damn mouth. He must not have been raised in the South. If you got nothing nice to say, you say nothing at all. No, that's totally not true. But still, you have to serve it up with a little bit of honey. Oh, honey, those shoes, they just don't match. But you know what? I'm going to take you shopping. It's okay.
He's been...
Your boyfriend's no good, but it's all right because, you know, I've got this brother over here. Okay.
Well, see, now Horace is saying he has a PC in the living room connected to his flash screen. I pretty much carry some form of a computer everywhere I go in my house. And I don't know why he keeps saying this is a prediction. It's going to move to the living room. It's also in my kitchen, my dining room, sometimes in the bathroom. I gotta look up stuff while I'm putting on the mascara. I got, you know, my phone in my hand. I may be playing a game and talking to Ginger or Snow at the same time in mascara. So I don't know what he's talking. Just shut up.
Did she just say she takes us to the bathroom with her?
Yeah, I'm doing my hair, if I'm getting ready to go. Usually I call people when I'm leaving the house. I don't know why that is. It's always when I'm leaving that I call people. Maybe it's because, you know, that's when you're on my mind. But usually, if you get a call from me specifically, I'm actually probably getting ready to leave out of the house. So I'm in there brushing.
He has literally gotten too big for his britches.
Yeah, I got my comb in one hand type of thing. Anyway, but I usually have a computer of some sort in my hand. And I think, as a matter of fact, when Z was visiting me, she had her computer hooked up to my screen. I don't do that very often, but she did. And we sat and talked and played some games and surfing the internet. So the little predictions he's making, I really don't care. You're not saying anything. We all can see what's happening with our industry. What we need you to do is shut up and make damn Steam box if you're going to make it. If you're going to compete with Booyah, then compete with them. If you're going to make a better Steam, then make a better Steam. How about I need a Steam app on my phone that actually allows me to play or interact with my games that works? How about
Amen.
That?
Thank you. Thank
that?
You. I want to be able to play my damn games on my phone.
Or anywhere for that matter. I don't want to have to keep authenticating five or six computers. I'm still mad about my Tropico that I couldn't play.
Oh, that irritates me every time I've had, because I rebuilt my computer this year. Steam was the biggest pain in the ass to reauthenticate. I was like, really? Really? All right, so GameStop throwing in their 2 cents.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me give some kudos to Play Mobile. Play Mobile, you guys are awesome. Okay, they have a game I have been, I've kind of been dabbling and playing. It's a pirate game. But they have, the interaction that they have, well, you know, those of you who've played iPad games, usually your thing sends you alerts and stuff that's going on within the game. It's a PlayMobile and GameLoft made this game. I love the fact of their alerts are not annoying. It's a text message, and it says your crew is getting lazy. I'm playing an MMO, so it's basically letting me know my game
that
is still running.
That is kind of funny. I like that.
Yeah, my game is still running while I'm not playing, so it's letting me know your crew is getting lazy and there's some mutiny about to go. I may have to let y'all go. I may have to handle this uprising. I have to quell this uprising. My crew.
Oh, no.
It's a very cute little Android game, by the way. It's free if you haven't played it. It'll probably go up in our Oh My God, So Obsessed section because I am a little bit obsessed. I know I love me some pirates. Damn you, Johnny Depp. All right. Oh, we got a good time. So, go ahead, Ginger. I'm sorry. I just looked at the time. Go ahead. Go.
I know, right? I'm trying to be on here. So GameStop executive says blocking used game sales will hurt next-gen console adoption by consumers. Speaking to Bloomberg, GameStop VP of Public and Investor Relations, Matt Hodges, said that the consumer's desire to purchase a next-generation console will be significantly diminished if manufacturers were to block the ability to play used games.
Yep.
Hodges was responding to an unconfirmed rumor that the next Xbox system might require users to be always connected as part of some grand scheme and to block used games. The news of the rumor sent the world's largest video game retailer stock downward by 6% yesterday. And I don't blame them. Similar rumors have been floated by anonymous sources about the next console system from Sony. While publishers and developers have freely complained about the used games market and how it impacts new game sales, console makers have mostly stayed out of the fray. No, why would they jump in? Because, you know what, we're going to play those used games on their consoles. So why would they choose sides? They're going to be like, you know what? We're Switzerland. We don't care. As long as you're not hacking. All right. Well, that one was short, so can I do another one? Can I do another one?
Of course. We got time. Go ahead. Do it.
Did we already talk about Ouya getting games from Double Fine today? Did we do that? Sounds confusing.
Nope.
Anyway,
go ahead.
If you're one of the many thousands back to Ouya Kickstarter plan, nope, not me, because I thought it was a big hoax. I plan on getting one of the tiny Android-based home console systems when it hits retail in June, then you should be happy to hear about that Double Fine and Word with Friends co-creator are working on games for it. Speaking at the DICE Summit, Ouya founder Julie Ehrman revealed that the Double Fine will bring the Cave and Double Fine Adventure game to the console. She also revealed that Words with Friends creator Paul Bettner is launching a self-funded studio to work on Ouya games called Verse. Ehrman claims that over 450 titles are coming to the console. So when all these games will be released and how many of them are original properties or reworks of Android games was not disclosed. On a related note, Ouya CEO Julie Ehrman told Engadget that it plans to offer annual releases of its console, which we did talk about yesterday, and I think it's complete crap. While that might mean beefier hardware, newer features, and an updated operating system, Ehrman insists that the game consumers buy for the system will be backwards compatible. When it comes to the game, she envisions a system similar to Valve's Steam platform, where games are tied to the user and not to the hardware. You know, I don't know what to think about this. On one hand, I mean, because it's only supposed to be, what, like, $30 to buy it or something? Or am I wrong? I can't remember how much the Ouya was going for now.
$99, isn't it? Because they were saying they were going to put out a new
so
one every year. $100
a year is what they're going to get out of you.
Well, they're saying, oh, well, it's a good deal because your games will be backwards compatible.
I have Steam, and I don't have to pay $100 a year.
Amen. Oh, of course, when you get the Steam box, who knows what they're going to do? Oh, my God. We don't even know where they're going with that one.
I think a console a year is a bit much. Console every 2 years? Sure. I could probably go with that. 3 years? Definitely. But, every year? No, I'm going to be skipping some generations here, so.
I might not have one at all.
That's true. I don't think I want an Ouya.
Did you hear how that came out? I don't think I want an Ouya.
It's all Ouya.
Oh, wait, I had time to squeeze this one in real quick. You people, and I'm one of them, I shouldn't say you people, there was apparently a glitch last night. Yeah, with signing in, using your Facebook Connect last night. I thought it was just our site. I was all mad last night. I started yanking. Oh, God. See, I need to learn to look up sometimes when I'm working. Anyway, websites like CNN, BuzzFeed, and Yelp, whose visitors were redirected to a very unhelpful Facebook error page when they tried to log in with Facebook. For a short period of time, there was a bug that redirected people logging in with Facebook from third-party sites to Facebook.com, and this issue was quickly resolved, they say. And it's now working as usual. Facebook is quoted in a statement. They said, login with Facebook is Facebook's single sign-on system. With it, web users are spared the annoyance of creating an account and password for every website they visit. They simply use their Facebook credentials to log in. Twitter also offers a similar system, as does LinkedIn and Google+. The whole thing is convenient, but it doesn't take a webmaster to realize how easily such super convenience can turn into a major nightmare for everyone involved.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately for non-Facebook users, yesterday's glitch only affected those who were logged into Facebook. That means for a lot of people, the problems were invisible. For the rest of us idiots who like to be on Facebook, or those of us who run websites like those here, the Facebook glitch resulted in a whole bunch of soul searching. Yeah, in which case, we snatched it down. I was like, what is going on? This kind of concern, of course, is not exclusive to Facebook. When Amazon Web Services goes down, it takes tons of sites with it. And when Gmail has problems, so does everyone with a flippin' pulse has a problem. According to VentureBeat, still, the Facebook glitch is a bit more severe because it shows just how far the social network tentacles stretch into the workings of completely disparate websites. And when an octopus that large starts having problems, so do the millions of people who rely on it. So if you were having issues last night, that's what the issue was. And I think, I don't know if we're going to keep it. I don't know if I'm putting it back or not.
I would put it back just for convenience sake. But I've noticed, and I don't know if anybody else has had this issue recently, I'll be good Lord, I can't talk, I'm so sleepy. Logged into Facebook, and all of a sudden it'll start telling me, I have an error, and I need to be reset, or something like that. And I do, I have to refresh it. And it's annoying when it's in the middle of a flipping game that I'm playing.
It is, indeed. All right, it is that time. We are so out of here. Of course, we may pop up somewhere for the weekend, you never know. Probably fall on Earth, if you know us.
Yeah, I'm going to do some APB too because I want to show off some of what they're doing for Valentine's Day.
You know what? I uninstalled my APB by accident.
You better reinstall that woman.
I had two installs and I uninstalled the wrong one, so I'm going to install all of it and then put one of them back, but yeah. All right, we will see you guys bright and early Monday morning. Make sure you are here with us. Stay out of trouble. We're watching you.
Right. If you want to get out.